Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders defense rose up to the challenge in Atlanta. Newest Raider defensive end Andre Carter stops by, and our weekly conversation with head coach Dennis Allen. All this and more as we get you ready for MJD and the Jaguars next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
MJD stands for Maurice Jones-Drew. Grew up in Antioch, a fan of the Oakland Raiders for the first time in his brilliant NFL career. He will play inside the O.co Coliseum against the Raiders on Sunday. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined by Jim Plunkett, the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders. We have a pair of 1-4 teams squaring off, and the Jaguars, Jim, will come in off their bye week.
This is a must-win situation for both these teams. The Raiders, if they had won last week, would be just one game behind Denver and San Diego, but they didn't, and so they've got to fight and claw their way back into the race.
Yeah, the Raiders came in off their bye week last Sunday in Atlanta, and they rose up. The theme in Atlanta this year is rise up. After all the success in the regular season, they want to carry it over to the postseason, Jim, but it was the Raiders that rose up in the Georgia Dome last Sunday, outgained the Atlanta Falcons 474 yards to 286 yards, and played well on each side of the ball to win the football game. Unfortunately, a 55-yard field goal beat them with a second to play.
Yeah, it certainly did. Unfortunately, it just couldn't hold them long enough to go into overtime. And one of the things that the Raiders have done exceptionally well at this season has been penalties. And unfortunately, against Atlanta, they had a lot of penalties that really hurt a lot of their drives. Two of the biggest and longest runs by Darren McFadden were brought back because of penalties. Time and time again, they had to overcome these penalties. And to give them credit, oftentimes they did. Carson Palmer had a good game. They ran the ball effectively. A lot of good things happened offensively and defensively, a goal line stand. They shut down the running game. I thought it was an impressive performance, their best performance of the year, but unfortunately they came up on the short end.
And you mentioned the penalties. 21 yards and rushing yards was taken away from Darren McFadden, but still, Jim, he ran a stubborn 27 times for 70 yards. He ran hard. Mike Goodson got loose for a big 43-yard run. And how about this misdirection toss end around to Darius Hayward Bay? Clever play here. Looks like it's going to McFadden. It's coming the other way to DHB for a gain of 20.
Yeah, no, with defenses like that who pursue hard and heavy, those misdirection plays, the reverse, so to speak, was a big play for Darius Harrod Bay. Picked up a lot of good yardage. Very well conceived, but that's how you slow down pursuit from the backside, and it worked effectively.
Raiders ran the ball for 149 yards Sunday in Atlanta, season high, and Carson Palmer threw it for 353 yards. Jimmy hit on nearly 70% of his attempts. His quarterback rating was 102.2, and he completed 23 passes for 353 yards. The Raiders were getting big chunks in the passing game last Sunday.
They certainly were, and as I said, part of the big gains came after big penalties, and you know, you have to pick up a lot more yardage, and the Raiders were able to do that. They're very impressed with their passing game, the protection that Carson Palmer got, I thought was very, very good, and that shows you what this offense is capable of doing. Now they've got to find a way to do it each and every week.
Derek Hagan had the big 38-yard catch and run to set up the Raiders' game-tying score. Nice pass to Mike Goodson for 37 yards. Even Darren McFadden, they love to throw to the backs, Jim. He picks up 20 yards, but Denarius Moore was the go-to guy from the one-yard line. This reminded me of Plunkett to Branch here, over the top to Demo down the sideline for 49 yards. And check out this clever play design as they get the ball to Demo, gets a block from Brandon Myers, and it's a 25-yard touchdown Raiders.
Yeah, and he bounces off a couple of defenders on the way to the goal line. They're very impressive, over 100 yards for Denarius Moore in this game. Very impressive in the passing game all the way around. Brandon Myers, Denarius Moore, Hagan, they all contributed mightily to this effort against the Falcons.
And over on the other side of the ball, Matt Ryan has been tabbed as an early season most valuable player candidate in the NFL. He had thrown just three interceptions in their first five victories, Jim. He threw three interceptions in his first five passes last Sunday as the Raiders had a pick-a-palooza last Sunday.
They certainly did. That first quarter, three interceptions. Tremendous job by the defense. Been much maligned over the first four games.
And the last one here by Tyvon Branch, it was a blitz and a clever blitz. Miles Burris comes in right behind him as Philip Wheeler as they get the hit on Matt Ryan. Ball goes fluttering into the air. And the Raiders got a lot more pressure on the quarterback last last Sunday, and part of that was because of the emergence of Andre Carter. His first Raider game, the veteran defensive end, Jim, played about 25 snaps last Sunday.
He did, and I was watching him specifically to see what kind of pressure he can put on the quarterback, and although he didn't get to the quarterback, he got up the field. He put pressure on the tackle trying to block him, pushed him right into Matt Ryan's face, and caused a lot of those errant throws and some of those interceptions.
What do you say we talk to Andre Carter? He's going to join us when we continue on the Silver and Black Show.